Namaste. So the question is about mother having said that the ashram is a scaffolding. Well, it's not the mother, but Nalinida, in one of his talks, he speaks of the ashram as a scaffolding. And then he says that, you know, it's like when the inner building is ready, then what do? You pull down the scaffolding. Okay, that's what is the process. So he speaks about that. That whatever you see happening here, elsewhere in the world, is that process which is going on. Some people looking at it, look at it like a pessimistic thought. But actually, it is an optimistic thought. And he spoke of this also simultaneously with a host of other writings. One of them, where he speaks of the ashram inner and outer. Like everything, like our own self, there is an outer reality, no? It's a facade which everybody sees. Outer reality is invariably a facade. But there is an inner reality, the inner being, which we may know in our sincerity or the divine knows. So similarly with the ashram, there is an outer ashram with its maintenance, structures, departments, buildings. There is an inner reality of the ashram where there are people who are not outwardly part of the ashram, but they are in the inner ashram. There are people who are in the outer ashram, but are not in the inner ashram. This is also true. And this shifting is going on all the time. It's not like something fixed and permanent. Nothing is fixed like that. Everything is in dynamic motion. And it's not like, okay, this is superior, that is inferior. None of these human thoughts have any reason or validity. So basically, scaffolding means, like she uses the word, you can look at it either ways. For the ashram, 1954, there was a big write-up of the mother. She has used the word, a dream. And in the dream, she speaks of, at the end, that, you know, it is a cradle of the new world. And we are trying to do it in a little way in the ashram. And to an extent we have succeeded, but we are very far from the goal. Now if you see this, a dream is also given in Auroville as a dream of Auroville. I don't know whether you have seen that or not. Minus that last part where she speaks about the ashram. Okay, so basically, and it is right, nothing wrong with it. It's a dream she has implanted upon earth. Outer structures will come, go, change. If you depend on outer structures, you will be... there is a stage when you need to depend on outer structure, like education. But true education begins when you have gone through that outer structure. Now you want to discover from within the true education. So same thing applies here. That there is the outer structure which is important. After all, you have the samadhi, you have Sri Aurobindo's room, publications, dining room. All these are important aspects of the ashram, isn't it? You need it always, forever. But there is an inner reality which is the core, which is the real important thing. So, in this sense, the scaffolding means our outer life is a scaffolding where the inner being is getting ready through all the outer shocks, experiences, events, collective life and individual life. When the inner being is fully ready, we may not realize it, outer scaffolding breaks down. And the inner follows its own unique journey. Because invariably there is a tussle between the inner and the outer reality. Invariably, almost, because outer is the most impervious to change. Very difficult to change. Inner being knows certain thing, but the outer doesn't. It keeps running. So what happens after death? That is the reason for death. So same way with the cradle of the new world. Now what does a cradle mean? Cradle is a palna. So, in the cradle, the baby sleeps. What does the baby do when he grows up? Does he live forever in the cradle? No. It comes out of the cradle because he's grown up. So, same way, cradle means that it is like a pot in which plants grow, seeds are put. But the larger pot is the universe, the world, India, that we cannot forget invariably. The mother's work was never meant to be confined to a little spot. It was meant to be spreading far and wide. And she says that in a number of talks, we have spoken about it, 1957 or 58, after the supramental descent, manifestation, she says, now ashram is no more confined to the outer buildings. Wherever the disciple is, wherever people are there who are following the teachings, there is the ashram. She said that. She has also said in that famous I Am Here, somebody asked her, please explain what does it mean. She said, wherever you are, if you are following the teachings of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, turn toward the teachings. There is a special tie between you and me. She has said that. So we have to understand that the inner reality grows. The outer is always a limiting thing. And because it grows, it puts a pressure on the outer to change. Outer resists the change. Outer is a question of many things. Habits, past, traditions. Everything tends to become the tradition. But eventually the inner takes over and it is the victorious one. So scaffolding only that outer structure. Do not confuse the outer structure to be the real inner life of any place. So it's a scaffolding. Its scaffolding will change. Today you see, let's say, a department. Tomorrow that department may not be there. What does it mean? Outer is there. See, many departments came up like that. Many will go away. They'll change like that. It's a part of the process. Many new will come. They should come. But the inner one will keep on growing through all this. And that's what we must hold on to. Namaste.